Good morning and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light. Good morning again and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. Thank you for listening. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, on their journey from darkness to light. This show this morning is going to be very different from the shows that you are used to listening to. Normally, I have a guest on the show. Those of you who do listen on a regular basis know that I have not done a show for over a month now, and that is due to various circumstances. Number one, I was having a terrible time with headphones and microphone to work, and then I had a couple of guests scheduled, and they had to cancel for various reasons, and we just haven't been able to work out a schedule, and things have just been crazy. But this morning, the show has no particular platform to it. I just want to share with folks about COVID-19. I am not professing to be any kind of real information source here other than what you have probably heard on the news. I am just allowing folks to take the opportunity to call in the number that you would call in to if you haven't seen this on Facebook, and that's probably the only way you're going to hear about the show is on Facebook, actually. But the call-in number is 646-564-9712. I would love to have folks call in, share with us what is going on in your community with COVID-19. What are your concerns? Maybe just chat a little bit. First of all, I will begin with some very basic information that everyone probably already knows, in that COVID-19 manifests itself in the following symptoms: cough, fever, and shortness of breath. If a person is experiencing these symptoms, you are encouraged to call your doctor and see about getting some testing done. The important thing about COVID-19, or the most threatening thing, I guess you want to say, about COVID-19 is that it is a disease that is easily spread from one person to another. So you want to take the basic precautions of staying home if you are not feeling well. Hand wash frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. And I've heard that if you sing happy birthday to yourself twice, that makes up about 20 seconds. Keep surfaces as clean as possible in your home, including your remote and your telephone. Those are especially your cell phone or regular telephone if you still have a landline. Those are things that you use frequently that we don't often think about. We need to remember at this very difficult time to keep in touch with each other in the best way we can, as far as telephone calls and things like that. We have seniors who are already feeling somewhat isolated sometimes. So if you have elderly friends, be sure and get in touch with them by telephone. See if they are needing groceries, if they are needing just somebody to talk to. Whatever they need, see what we can do to help. We also need to keep in mind our younger people who's just like all of us, whose lives have been turned upside down. College students have been told to, many of them are on spring break, and they have been told to get back to their dorms, get their things out of there, and go home, that they're not coming back until August. Our seniors in high school, all of their graduation plans are up in the air. Nobody knows what's going to happen, how long this thing is going to last. All of our sports have been canceled. In fact, I'll share with you, the first I even heard of this, I can't remember when I actually heard the term coronavirus or COVID-19, but last Monday, my granddaughter sent me a text and said that she had gotten some news. She is a senior in high school, but she attends many of her classes at our local junior college in the next town. And she said that her 1 week spring break had been extended to 2 weeks. Well, then I had heard that she was supposed to be playing a baseball game that Monday. Maybe this was Friday. Anyway, she was supposed to be playing a baseball game that Monday, and I asked her what time the game was, and she said she thought it was around noon. Well, then the next thing I know, I get a message from her that all spring sports have been canceled. So that's when I started thinking, wow, this is kind of a little bit over the top, isn't it? But then as time has gone by this past week, I have come to realize, as many other people have, how serious this situation is. And I think about the ways that, my life has been disrupted, and it's so minor compared to other people. I was very, very excited to be looking forward to a Rockies game. I'm a Colorado Rockies fan, and I had tickets that I had obtained through our senior center, very cheap, for really wonderful seats in the stadium on not opening day, but on opening weekend. Well, of course, now the first I heard was that opening season had been moved back 2 weeks, and now I hear that it has been moved back a whole month, or even longer than that, I think, until mid-May. So I may not be going to that Rockies game, but now when I look at the whole picture, that is one of the least important of things that, that has disrupted our lives. So I thought maybe today I would talk a little bit about some of the things that we can do to kind of help relieve stress. I know for myself, oh my goodness, I have probably dozens of books that I would love to be reading, and I keep putting them on hold and saying, someday I'm going to get to that book. Well, now I should probably have plenty of time to do that, because I don't think I'm going to be going much of anywhere. I have plenty of decluttering that I can be doing in my house. I have people that I can call and get in touch with that I haven't talked to for a very long time. I have pictures that I can go through, dozens and dozens and dozens of pictures that I can go through and weed out, not only on my computer, but the real pictures, the prints that most of us have boxes and boxes of. So there's a lot of things that we can do. But I also want to bring to people's attention, this is a time when we need to call on our faith. We need to remember that faith is far stronger than fear. We need to do our Bible reading, and we can go to, I don't have any written here, but I can easily go to BibleGateway.com and look up the many different references to fear, where we are told to not live in a state of fear. God doesn't want us to live in a state of fear. He wants us to know that He is going to protect us and that He is here for us. We need to stay in touch with our faith communities. Many churches I know are not meeting, and I'm not even sure of the status of mine now, since we are a very small church, but our governor has, or was it the president maybe, has stated that he would like to see no more than 10 people meeting at one time. And even though we are a small church, we did have more than 10 people attend our service this past Sunday. So that's something that needs to be looked at very seriously. I would also recommend, I listen to a radio station. It's called KTLF Radio, and I can't put enough emphasis on how much I enjoy that station. It is a strictly Christian station. They play wonderful, what they call light praise music 24/7. They also have their announcers often share scripture readings or some personal experience stories of their faith. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful station to listen to. It can be heard all over the world on ktlf.org on the internet. It also can be heard for those who live in Colorado, Wyoming areas. And I can't give you the specific numbers. I hardly ever listen to it on the radio. I believe it's 90.5 for those who live in this Colorado area. It's out of Colorado Springs. But they also have several different sister stations. And if you go to their website, I'm sure that they list all of their different sister stations and what those numbers are for the FM station. Also, there is an app called TuneIn that you can get for free on your cell phone. I get that. In fact, I listen to it my cell phone more than I do any other means, since I don't actually have a radio in my house anymore. So these are just some options to think of. So I'll be here for the next while, and I would encourage you to just give a call in. And that number again is, let me get it here, 646-564-9712. If you would like to call in and just share some of your thoughts about what's going on in your community. Are you able to get out? Are you able to get supplies? Are you having events canceled and things like that? We had an event planned through our VFW auxiliary. We were going to do a recognition of our veterans on Vietnam Veterans Day, March 29th. We have received word from the state that that will have to be postponed until at least April 15th. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens with that. This is the first time, like I said earlier, that I have ever done this, done a live show without any real platform. I also want to warn people about misinformation. We're getting information daily on the news, but there are websites that we can go to. For example, this morning I thought I would check out the CDC website to see what the latest information is, if there was any. Being a frequent internet user, I immediately went to cdc.com, which is not the correct website. It had, I don't know, options to get some kind of newsletter or something, but it wasn't what I was looking for at all. So I typed in Centers for Disease Control, and of course cdc.gov came up, which I should have realized that that is the correct website. So watch the websites that you are checking out. Make sure that you have websites that are going to give you accurate information and not misinformation. There's a lot of hype out there. There's a lot of misinformation about how you can kill this virus by swallowing water, and heaven knows what all is being pushed out there. So just be careful about where you get your information. If you have questions and you're just not sure you're getting the correct answers, you can always call your doctor's office and they should be able to supply information as needed. Also, watch for scams. There are people that are trying to scam you out of your money to get you to provide assistance here and there for this and that during this pandemic. So just be careful about who you're dealing with and what you respond to. Try to be positive with your social media. Of course, it's perfectly normal, and I would say that it is appropriate to express your disappointments over things that have been canceled and your feelings like that. But I am one who does not like to, even though I may not care for certain political views, I don't like to run down those views, and I don't do that on this show. I just don't feel this is the place for that. That's something else that it's very easy to fall into the negativity. I'm encouraging people to try and stay positive. Once again, I'm going to introduce myself. This is Step Into the Light. I'm your host, Patty Sheen. This morning, this show is very unconventional in that I don't have a guest, and I am just sharing some thoughts about COVID-19, and I invite anyone who would like to also share any latest information that you have, any concerns that you have, just want to chat, give us a call here at 646-564-9712. Once again, I'm going to go over the symptoms of COVID-19, which I assume many people know by now, which is basically a fever, a cough, and shortness of breath. If you experience these symptoms, be sure and contact your physician. If you have any more severe symptoms, such as chest pain, blueness around the lips, or you have a family member who becomes confused and somewhat unresponsive, be sure to call for medical assistance immediately. We encourage people, if you are ill or feel like you may be ill, to stay home. This illness is easily transmitted. Hand wash frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. It's recommended that you sing Happy Birthday twice. Keep surfaces as clean as possible in your home with disinfectant products. Don't forget about things that you use frequently and don't think of, like your remote, your cell phone, your landline phone. I advise you to keep in touch with others by telephone. We all need to be isolated to a degree, but there are also ways that we can communicate thanks to modern technology through email and texting and phone calls. And particularly remember our seniors who are isolated. I heard on the news last night, our news station here in Colorado did a little segment on ways that young people can be entertained. Many of the schools have been closed, but there are learning websites that are out there, and you might want to check your radio station's website and see if maybe they have some resources of that nature to help keep the younger ones, well, kids of all ages, actually entertained. They talked about websites that cater to kids from pre-K to, I think it was ninth grade, for different learning exercises and things to keep them in touch with the school environment. This is a time for everyone when it's easy to fall into fear, fall into depression. The best way to combat that is to keep yourself busy. I know there's plenty of things that I can catch up on here at my house, from cleaning to decluttering and going through some pictures, of which I have hundreds, not only on the computer, but also on my phone. And my phone won't even back up anymore. I have so many pictures on it. I'm sure many of you are in that same situation. I see here, for instance, right here on my desk, a stack of about, I'd say maybe there's 150 of these little cards that you get from businesses. Goodness. In fact, some of these businesses don't even exist anymore. People that I have received cards from my writers' conferences that I have attended, and I see some of these, I even have duplicates of them. And there's just so many things that you can do to keep busy. I'm even looking at a stack of CDs sitting here. My goodness, I can't remember how long it's been since I've listened to a music CD, so I might enjoy listening to some of them. Again, I want to warn folks that there is misinformation out there, so be very careful about where you're getting information from. I was going to check out the CDC website this morning. I got on cdc.com, which was stupid. I should have known better. And the website for the Centers for Disease Control is cdc.gov. It's an entirely different website, and that's where you're going to get your most probably up-to-date information. I have not checked the World Health Organization website, but I'm sure that that is also loaded with information. And as I just said a moment ago, even your TV stations usually have up-to-date information on different things going on in the community. And I know in Colorado Springs, they are doing a massive food giveaway. I believe that's today. They're going to be doing that for quite a while. We're just pulling together. We want to make sure that people have the things that they need, not only physically, but emotionally as well, spiritually. It's difficult for people to not be able to attend their particular places of worship. It's going to be very hard, but remember that we do have God's Word. If you don't happen to have a print Bible in your home, there's all kinds of resources online. Bible Gateway is excellent in that it has access to many different versions of the Bible, so you can look up the version of your preference and you can read that way. Then, as I also mentioned before, there's KTLF radio. There's a lot. I'm sure there's other. KTLF is unique around here in that it is totally listener supported. There is no advertising on that station whatsoever, which is why I enjoy it so much. They have light praise music, but they also have sister stations that have different kinds of praise music, and it's just a wonderful station. They used to go by the acronym, the KTLF stood for Keeping the Lord First, but now they have changed that to The Light, and they can be reached at, well, they're out of Colorado Springs, so here in Colorado they can be reached on FM radio at 90.5, but for those who don't live in Colorado, they are also internet accessible at ktlf.org, and there's an app, I'm losing my train of thought here. There's an app on the phones that you can get for free. It's called TuneIn, and you can get KTLF on there as well. I'm going to be here online for a while yet. If anyone wants to call in, please feel free to do so. Go to Facebook. My phone number is there to call, and I will again repeat it. It's 646-564-9712. I did not advertise this very well for the simple reason that I've had so much technological problems that I did not know if I was going to be able to to broadcast or not. So I didn't want to put out all kinds of advertising there and then not be able to broadcast. So I want you to all know that I am praying for everyone out there who has been affected by this virus. And I am praying for everyone who is frightened, whose lives have been turned upside down, which is probably just about all of us, who was just dealing with some very difficult situations right now, in addition to this COVID-19 pandemic. I'd also like to let listeners know that here on Step Into the Light, we have several shows that we have already recorded. That today is the 107th episode. And all of those shows, most of those shows, have a guest speaker that talks about various subjects. You can go to my website at Patty Sheen, PattiSheene, all one word, .com. And there, you, under the Blog Talk Radio tab, you will find a list of all the shows that have been recorded. We have covered a wide variety of subjects related to, just like the show says, stepping into the light from a time of darkness. I have had guests from people who write novels to people who write nonfiction about many different subjects, from divorce to disappointment and depression and addiction and all different kinds of things. So I invite you to go and listen to any of the shows that we have recorded so far. I don't know what's going on in your grocery stores where you live, but I'm in a very small town. Go to my local store yesterday and find that there was plenty of milk there. That's about the only thing that I needed. I pretty much stocked up on some other things last week. So COVID-19 is something that, boy, I don't know if folks knew about it before I did, but it sure came out of the blue for me. I I wasn't even, I had heard on the news, I think, you know, about the, and I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, I think it was Wuhan, China, where the illness had started, and I really didn't think a whole lot about it until I started hearing from my granddaughter that her spring break had been extended at the junior college that she attends. She's a senior in high school, but she attends the junior college for many of her classes in the next town. That was the first I heard, was that her spring break had been extended by a week. And then, of course, I found out that all of the spring sports had been canceled for the school, and it was like, wow. I was kind of taken aback. I thought, well, they're really taking precautions, and hopefully it's something that's a little bit of over the top, but now it's gotten to where, oh man, and a whole different story now. It's amazing how things can change in a week, and that's something I was going to talk about is worry. Worry is something that can just wear us down so easily. And I think of the things in the past that I have worried about that just never come to pass, and how we can let worry take up so much of our time and so much of our energy. For example, this may sound silly, but I have tickets to the opening weekend of the Rockies for not that opening day, but for that Sunday. They open on Fridays for that Sunday. And a friend and her granddaughter and I were going to meet another friend up by Denver because I had 4 tickets. Anyway, my concern was driving to Denver because there's all kinds of construction on Interstate 25 right now. And I've heard that it is a real mess. And I had actually been kind of stressing over that drive, and now, as it turns out, the Rocky season isn't even going to begin until mid-May, and who knows what's going to happen to my April tickets. And I'm thinking, my goodness, I spent all this time concerned about something that may not even come to pass. I'm also supposed to go on a cruise in June to Alaska, and this is something I have looked forward to all of my life, and I am day by day facing the reality that this may not come to be either. But I still hold to the firm belief that God is in control. There's a reason for everything in His eyes. He sees the big picture. We just see the little picture. So I am holding on to that. I'm grateful that, as far as I know, I'm not sick, and neither are any of my loved ones. Like I say, I can't say that 100%, but to date, anyway, we all seem to be fairly healthy. But it's hard to say what's going to happen in the future, and that's a scary thing. If you would like to give me a call and just chat, I'm right here on Blog Talk Radio. The number again is 646-564-9712. Love to hear from you. I know the governor in our state here in Colorado has closed all of our restaurants, bars, casinos, all of those kind of places. Last I heard, takeout is still available, and drive-through scenarios such as our Dairy Queen that we have here in town, I believe that they are still operational. There's just been a huge upset for everyone. I'm used to planning to go to baseball games with my granddaughter. Even though she's a girl, she plays on the boys baseball team here in town because they don't have the option for a girls baseball team in this small community. So I was so looking for the season, and the kids had been practicing and they were so excited, and that hasn't come to pass, so of course they're disappointed. I heard about talked to a friend yesterday who ended up leaving town and going to take care of a couple of her grandkids because the parents had to go out to another state to get their other granddaughter who was in college and gather up all of her belongings and head back home. 6 months ago, nobody would have ever imagined were going to happen. Once again, for anyone who may just be joining the show, I'm here this morning with Step Into the Light. I usually have a guest, but this morning I don't. I just kind of spur of the moment, actually last minute, decided that I would go online at my allotted time. I haven't done a show for quite a while due to technology issues and not being able to connect with my guests when we had planned and different things. So I've been, you might say I went dark there for a while, and this is certainly not a time for a show like Step Into the Light to go dark. So I thought, well, I just will get online and see if folks would like some information, if they would like to talk. Once again, the symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. It can be from, it can affect people in a mild manner, clear up to death, and I'm sure you have heard that. We have had, I believe, one death in the state of Colorado. My county, to date, does not have any known cases. I have talked with people who's, I talked with a friend this morning who lives in one of the eastern states, and the county that she lives in happens to have the amount of cases in her state. So it's just hard to say. It depends on where you live, what's going on, and I'm sure that your local news is keeping you abreast of those numbers. Basic precautions, of course, if you are not feeling well, please stay home if you possibly can. Wash your hands frequently. I know I've got in the habit when I do go out for whatever, and I'm trying to limit actually my going out anymore, but if I do go out to get mail or pick up a couple of things at the grocery store or whatever, I have gotten into the habit of hand washing before I leave the house, and then I hand wash when I come back into the house. And of course, if I should use a public restroom or anything of that nature in between, of course, I would hand wash as well. They recommend soap and water for at least 20 seconds. And I've been told that if you sing happy birthday twice, that's about 20 seconds. Keep surfaces clean in your home as much as possible with disinfectant products. Don't forget about things that you use all the time but don't really think of, like your remote control on your TVs, your cell phone, your landline, even if you still have one. Keep in touch with each other. Call friends. Remember your elder friends that you may have. I know in our community we have quite a few seniors, and several of them, of course, I'm senior too, but I have some quite elderly friends. Today I'm going to make it a point to call them, see how they're doing, see if there's anything they need, anything that I can do for them, even if it's just to chat. Some people just need somebody to talk to. It's a lonely existence when you have to isolate yourself. Remember our young people, they may be a little testy. If you have teenagers in the house, I'm sure that they are experiencing a great deal of disappointment, and that is easily manifested in anger and disobedience and just plain difficult to get along with. But bear in mind that just like the rest of us, their world has been turned upside down. Their activities have been canceled. Many of them, probably most of them by now, won't even be able to return to school. Our seniors who have been working so hard for 12 years and are looking forward to graduation don't even know if they will be graduating. I know in my case, I had family that was supposed to be coming out to celebrate my granddaughter's graduation, and all of those plans are on hold. It would be wonderful if all of this was resolved in, say, the next, what is today, today's March 17th. By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. But if things could, say, be back to normal by April 15th, that would be wonderful. And everything that was planned could be rescheduled and resumed, but I'm not sure that it's going to turn out that way. But we'll just have to see what happens. In the meantime, do your best to stay safe, and I can't urge you enough to stay in touch with our Heavenly Father. He is the one who's going to get us through this. Our faith is what's going to sustain us. Remember that faith is far stronger than fear every time. You've heard that over and over again on the radio shows. If you haven't listened to any of the radio shows, I urge you to go to pattysheen.com. That's spelled PATTISHENE.com. I have, today makes my 107th show. You'll see many different subjects listed there, many different guests that have proved to be fantastic as far as the information that they share, some general information, some very personal information. They have just shared ways to step out of darkness and back into light, and that's what this show is all about. Keep busy. Don't sit around and mope. I've heard even that a lot of the internet services here in Colorado anyway, of course I can't speak for other states, but in our area, I know our TV station last night advertised that several of the internet services are offering free internet for 30 days, 60 days, something like that. A lot of your live streaming is available at a very low rate right now. I've never done live streaming in my life, so I don't even know how to do it, but I guess Netflix is big and there's all kinds of other access to movies and things. Of course, reading for me is, I have all kinds of reading I can catch up on here. If you'd like to read, this is the time to do it. There are options out there as far as keeping busy, but remember to go to the Lord in prayer. Pray for those who have been affected by this illness. Pray for those who are living in fear right now. Pray for those who are living with disappointment. For those who are heartbroken because of events that they have looked forward to for months, maybe even years, and won't be able to participate in. Pray for those people who have fallen into depression, those who are severely isolated. Pray for those who unable to get food, but that's a very strong possibility. Pray for those people. Pray for our truckers and the people that are bringing food across the country. This is their daily job, and it has become paramount to our nation right now. Pray for our political leaders. And once again, like I said, I don't express any particular political view on this show. I do have views, but I just don't feel that this is the appropriate place to express them. But whatever party your representatives and senators are from, pray for them. Pray for our national leaders. Pray that they will be able to, well, first of all, I think we should pray that they have the wisdom to go to the Lord for guidance, that they have the discernment to know the Lord's guidance, and that they have the courage to follow his guidance, even when there's going to be strong opposition, and there always is going to be strong opposition to decisions that are made. I urge us to come together and pray for this nation, pray for the world, really, because we're not the only ones affected by this, folks. This is something that is a threat to the entire world, and it's a challenge to all of us. Again, I've said this before, I will urge people to be sure of where you're getting your sources from as far as latest information. You want to go to websites such as the CDC, but be careful about that. I went to one called cdc.com, and they advertised some kind of newsletter or something. I don't think it's what I wanted. The appropriate website for the CDC, which stands for Centers for Disease Control, is cdc.gov, G-O-V. Watch for scams. There are people that will get on Facebook and tell you all kinds of crazy things about what you should and shouldn't be doing. Listen to your medical providers. Listen to the medical community. Listen to people who know what they're talking about. be careful of scams, people who will try to scam you out of money to get you to contribute to such and such an organization that is providing food or whatever. Granted, there probably are some out there, but just be sure that you know who you're dealing with before you commit to giving that credit card number or whatever. I would also like to encourage anyone who would like to, feel free to email me. You can do that by, I was going to see if my, I don't think my email address is on my website. So my email address is pattysheen, pattisheene@gmail.com. If you'd like to email me and just kind of share what's going on in your world right now with this pandemic COVID-19, what kind of concerns do you have? I'd love to hear from you. I believe it was the president who stated that he would recommend that no more than 10 people meet in any one place at one time. Just a few days ago, I was led to understand that the World Health Organization had said 250, but that has been reduced to 50 now. And then, like I say, I believe it's down to 10 now. So if you're not feeling well, it's best that you just stay home. If you don't have to go out, I realize some people still have to go to work. Anyway, as I have said earlier, this is Step Into the Light. I'm your host, Patty Sheen, and this is a very informal and unconventional show in that I usually have a guest. Today, I just thought I would get online. I haven't been online for a while. Today, I just thought I would get on, share some thoughts about COVID-19. I am certainly not a wealth of information here, but I do know the basic facts that symptoms are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If you experience any of these, you should contact your physician, your healthcare provider immediately. See about getting tested. Basic precautions involve staying home, isolating yourself. If you're not feeling well, frequently hand washing with soap and water for at least 20 minutes. It's been recommended that you sing happy birthday twice. That covers about, I'm sorry, I said 20 minutes. It should be 20 seconds. Goodness. Singing happy birthday twice covers about 20 seconds. Keep surfaces as clean as possible in your home with disinfectant products. Don't forget things like your remote control, your cell phone or landline, whichever. Even though you will need to be isolated, keep in touch with people as best you can through email, texting, phones. We have a lot of technology these days that allow us to use that kind of thing. But remember, our seniors, many do not have access to those kinds of options, and they get lonely. Many of them do at least have a telephone. I know it's difficult, very difficult for people in nursing homes right now. Because I know in our community anyway, and I think probably in the whole state, access to nursing homes from anyone outside other than employees has been denied. So if you know a senior that's in a nursing home and has access to a telephone, it'd be great to maybe give that person a call if that's at all possible. Keep in touch with seniors and elderly folks who are living at home. They'd love to hear from you, I'm sure. They're probably frightened and concerned and feeling very isolated right now. They can't go to their senior centers that they usually go to. They can't attend the activities. Those that do attend activities that they are used to, they can't even go out to a restaurant here in this state to enjoy a cup of coffee with someone because our governor has declared that all of our restaurants, bars, casinos, things of that nature will be closed down except for drive-through and takeout orders, which does not allow easy access to socialization. So there's just a whole lot of things that have happened that have drastically changed our way of life in this past, within a period of what, less than a week, I want to say, maybe a little bit over a week, about 2 weeks. Be sure to keep in touch with your faith community. Many churches are not meeting anymore due to the risk of spreading this COVID-19 virus infection. So stay in touch with your sisters and brothers in Christ. Pray frequently. Don't forget to read your Bible on a daily basis, your devotionals, any devotionals that you may have. There's plenty of devotionals that can be found online. I think just about any major devotional. I know my one that I use every day is Our Daily Bread. I know they have an expansive website, and I'm sure that any of the other major devotional outlets also do have websites, so search for them. I have KTLF Radio, which I've mentioned on the show a couple of times today. They are a listener, totally listener-supported praise radio station that broadcasts all over the world through the internet. They're based out of Colorado Springs and can be reached at 90.5 FM. They also can be reached through the app that you can acquire on your telephone. TuneIn, that's TuneIn. It's a free app. You can access the radio station from there. And it is available at ktlf.org worldwide via the internet. Good morning. You're on the air. This is Patty.
Good morning, Patty.
Hi. Who am I speaking to? Would you give me just your first name and the state you're from, please?
This is Irma. I'm from Idaho.
Well, Irma, hi. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm well, Patty. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. You're kind of breaking up a little bit. So how am I sounding to you?
The same. You're breaking up a lot.
Okay. Well,
break up, okay?
We'll see what we can do. What's going on in your state, Irma? How are things over there in Idaho?
Well, if you're crazy, we went to our usual grocery store and almost everything was gone. And I bought 12 items and waited online for 45 minutes to pay for them. I was shocked.
Oh, my goodness.
That was at 6:20 in the morning. And then we went to two grocery stores this morning. Fresh produce is like a thing of the past. But they had tons and tons of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. So hopefully we could start to eat those sometime soon.
Well, I just spoke with a friend last night who had that same experience. She was up in Denver and she went to a grocery store and she said the line was literally from where the front checkout is clear to the back of
right.
the store. She couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how fortunate I am in my little town. I went to one of our dollar stores yesterday. There was plenty of milk and there was plenty of water. And those were the two things I needed. So I am really counting my blessings here, but I guess in the bigger cities, it is just absolutely unbelievable. It's like something out of a movie.
It is. It's like a horror movie. It's amazing. But I saw online just now that the Dollar General, which I think you have in your area, is going to be open 1 hour for seniors only. And I think that's a great idea because what we saw this morning, we were in the parking lot, the grocery store opened at 6, and people were already lining up at the door at 10 to 6. And you know,
yeah.
You could see like the mad rushes like the day after Thanksgiving. And you know, if you're elderly or not able to move too quickly, you could get trampled or shoved out of the way, and you know, just not a good idea at all. So you know, being considerate and being kind, I think, really should rule the day now.
Well, I thought today I have several. I live in a community that is many of us are seniors. What I would do is contact some of my elderly friends and see if they have a need for anything. I would be more than happy to deliver to them, although our grocery store delivers as well. But still, you know, there maybe just a couple of items that they don't want to bother the delivery people with, and they would like to have. So I thought I would do that this morning or this afternoon or whenever.
That's a great idea. And I just saw on Facebook somebody posted that their neighbor came over and asked if they needed anything. And, you know, I think that if you've been practicing kindness, and like you said, with elderly, you're just checking in with other people, you know, I think fear shouldn't be ruling the day. That, you know, what you do every day, your everyday habits of being good-hearted, being cheerful, looking out for other people, you know, we really should be known for that instead of, oh my goodness, you know, Panicville and not taking care of each other. So,
right. And another thing, another thing I brought up earlier, Irma, I don't know how much of the show you've listened to, but I'm urging people to, of course, go to God in prayer and pray for not only the people that are infected by this virus already, but those who are overcome with fear and isolation and depression, and to pray for all of our leaders, no matter what your political persuasion is. Right now, it doesn't matter. We just need to pray that our political leaders will have the wisdom to go to God for his guidance and the discernment to know what is his guidance and the courage to follow through with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I had posted something on Facebook too that, you know, it's about prayer. It's not about a politics or a political party. It's not about power or anything like that. It should be about prayer and, like you said, seeking God, but really praying for these people. I wouldn't want to be making decisions about this right now. I'm glad it's on their shoulders and not mine. But, you know, our small part to pray and to be kind and helpful to one another. You know, I heard you say that on your show, and I think you're doing a great job about putting this out there, because there is a lot of fear, and we need to convert that into something else. You know, function, not fear. Be kind,
right.
Pray.
Yeah, well, it's so easy to just give in to fear. And like we talked about at our church, we did have services on Sunday, and we talked about how our faith is stronger than our fear and should be stronger than our fear every time.
Yeah, and that's another good conversion. Instead of fear, function, and faith. You know, what can you do? And you certainly can pray. And, you know, we can ask the Lord always to change things, to eradicate this virus. I think that would be wonderful. And, you know, for the people that are suffering with it, you know, it's not funny. It is, you know, scary. And, you know, reaching out to others instead of just isolating and staying self-absorbed, that doesn't help anything. It doesn't help anyone. So, yeah. Thank you for having the show, because I think people do want to talk about it. You know, it's something we've never, ever experienced before. And going into a grocery store and seeing empty shelves, you know, when have we ever experienced that in our lifetime? So, you know, there's a lot to talk about, a lot to process. So thanks for having the show and letting us talk about it.
Right, exactly. And I feel bad because I didn't really advertise it, because I've had so many technical problems that I didn't want to put a big advertisement out and then not be able to you know, be online. I was like, well, so I didn't really put a notice out there until I was already on. I thought, well, that's stupid. Nobody even knows how to access it, you know. Boy, I threw this together in a hurry this morning.
Well, I think you did great, and I do think you have a great idea there. So, like you said, pray about it. But I think a lot of people have a lot of things to get off their chest, and especially if we're, you know, isolating or sheltering in, there's nobody else to talk to. So I'm glad you're there.
So, well, thank you so much for calling, Irma. It's such a joy to hear from you. Folks, Irma and I are in a writing critique group together. We've become very dear friends, even though we've never laid eyes on each other's faces. But I feel like we've gotten really close. And I feel blessed to have your friendship, Irma. Thank you.
Well, I feel the same. And thank you so much, Patty. God bless you and God bless everybody out there. And thank you for doing this. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome. And I apologize that the connection is horrible. I don't know why, because when I did a test earlier, it was great. So who knows?
Well, it's like being in a bubble factory. We're doing great.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, God bless you, my dear friend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks so much, Patty.
I'll be going off the air, but I am thinking about maybe doing this again later on in the week when I can advertise it more so that folks will actually know that I'm here. So, keep a watch on my Facebook page. My Facebook is, what is my Facebook? I think I have my Step Into the Light Facebook page. So just put Step Into the Light in your search bar, and I'd love to have you like my page, and I will advertise if I decide to do this again, which I may later on in the week. I haven't had much response today, but haven't had many people that knew about the show either. So I will just go according to God's direction, and if He wants me to be here online over the next few days, a couple times a week or whatever, I will gladly do that. Good morning. This is Patty. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Patty. This is your sister, Terry, from Scroon Lake, New York.
I thought I would recognize that number. How are you today?
And I just went to our local, it's called Tops Market, to actually get some groceries for a senior in town who I suggest that he should stay at home. No problem getting orange juice or eggs, but there was no bread available this morning.
Okay. Well, like I mentioned.
Also, when I came through town, there was a bread truck leaving. So I think meat is an issue right now. There was some things there, but nothing that I particularly needed. You know, like they've been saying, you know, think of the person that's coming in 2 hours after you. Do you really need that piece of meat or whatever, or do you have enough that you can, you know, do what you need with? You know, like you say, it's just something we have to pray about and hope that this ends sooner rather than later.
That's exactly right, Terry. And I mentioned to, maybe it was even you I mentioned to someone that I'm also going to, which certainly would not hurt my figure any, I'm going to reduce portions, let my food last a little bit longer than it normally would. If I fix of course, living by myself, I don't fix huge meals, but for example, if I fix a pork chop, only eat half of it for one meal.
And well, don't starve yourself either, though. I mean, if, you know what I mean.
No, but I mean, me, it's certainly not going to hurt me to eat half a pork chop and a small baked potato for a meal and hopefully some veggies, you know. But what I'm saying is I think we, especially in this country where we have such an abundance of food, most of us do, it's so easy to overeat and it's really not necessary. So I am going to try to watch my portion control a little bit. And like you said, think about the person next to you now, or the person coming behind you. I went and bought milk last night. Well, being a single person like I am, one of those little things of milk is going to last me a while. All I use it for is cereal. I'm not even drinking milk in my coffee anymore. I stopped doing that a while ago. So don't go buy a whole gallon of milk if I don't need it, because the rest of it's just going to get thrown away. So, yeah, very good point.
Right. I'll tell you,
and I suppose most
people,
of your
The people we really need to pray for right now, too, are, well, especially in New York, since we, you know, there is no school and they're closed until the 20th of April. The kids are missing the socialization. The seniors are missing their sports activities. These little kids are not used to being at home with mom or dad or a babysitter now, and they're certainly not used to doing their work at home. And the parents are not used to being teachers.
Yes, exactly. And I don't know how much of the show you've heard this morning, but I did mention that on one of our local TV stations last night, they explained that on their website, they have a series of several websites that are offering learning capabilities for kids, things that parents can print out for the kids to work on, things that they can do online from ages, I think it was pre-K up through ninth grade, different levels.
Okay.
And I thought that was kind of a good thing. So I'm urging people to check their local TV stations' websites and see what kind of resources are there, because most of your stations are pretty good about doing things like that.
Well, now, see, all the kids in our school, a certain grade up, maybe fourth or fifth grade up, they have Chromebooks.
Okay.
So they will be doing some online work.
Yes.
But like
yes.
Kindergartners have a packet by the week of
yeah.
homework, work they're supposed to be doing. But it's still,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard. My poor beautician yesterday said, I've got five kids now that are all going to be home.
Right.
That's a lot for everybody.
And I also mentioned earlier, too, for parents of teens, to expect these kids to, they are deeply, deeply disappointed, especially kids that are involved in sports and extracurricular activities. All of that has been put on hold for who knows how long. Graduation is even up in the air, I'm sure. And these kids are going to not only experience disappointment, but they're going to manifest that in some anger, some acting out behavior. Parents are going to need to expect that and deal with it as well. So this is our world has been literally turned upside down, and
it
I think it has,
has
affected everyone. And it's just like I was just talking with my friend Irma online here, and she said we were saying it's like watching a horror movie, except we're living it, you know.
Well, we just watched one in town. It was called Pandemic. I can't think of the name of it, but it was a while. It just happened that was the movie that was picked months ago to watch.
Right.
Oh, Contagion.
Right.
And
oh,
let
Contagion.
Me tell you,
yes.
We were like, oh, my God,
yes.
how
yes.
quickly this stuff can pass. Now, New York State, I don't know if you know it, New York State has the highest amount right now of cases. But we
I wondered which state it was.
Yeah, we in Essex County do not have anything as of yet. They said
okay.
last night on the news there was one pending case, but we have not heard anything, about that. But, yeah, and like you said earlier, the senior citizens that are used to the socialization of getting out, if you can even just give them a phone call and talk to them, FaceTime if you have iPhones,
mm-hmm.
iPads, that kind of thing can really help. They're even talking about children with, grandparents not being able to visit with their children and stuff like that. So, that you could do an outside activity, but, we just got snow again this morning, so that's not too conducive.
Yeah. Exactly.
No.
I hear what you're saying.
With our food pantry. I guess they're having a meeting with town leaders this morning, like the pastors and things like that, to say, okay, what can we do? Our reach out committee was just formed at our church, which, as burned down a year ago January. So
yes.
We've really put that into action. It's like, okay, outreach is huge right now. We have to do what we can do to help our friends, neighbors, relatives, whatever, So, well, I'll hang up so somebody else can call. But
okay,
thank you for the show.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay, well, thanks for doing this.
And love
to everybody out there. And, we just got to get a really, really big prayer chain going.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree with that, Terry. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling, and God bless you, hon. And
you're welcome.
Give my love to everyone back there in Scroon Lake that knows me and that I know, and we'll just keep praying
will
that
do.
This thing isn't near as bad as they think it's going to be.
Let's hope so. Okay, love you. Have a great day.
Love you too, hon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, I'm down to about 6 minutes of airtime here. But I think that I may go ahead and do this again sometime this week, just in case there are folks that would like to call in and share their thoughts and their views about what's going on and their fears and their concerns and how they're dealing with this pandemic situation that we find ourselves in that has pretty much turned everyone's world upside down. I appreciate everybody listening. I'm going to go over a few things in these last few minutes that I have. First of all, once again, the symptoms of coronavirus are fever, cough, and shortness of breath. If you have any of these symptoms, please contact your medical professional immediately to see about testing. Basic precautions are to stay home, of course, if you don't feel well. Hand washing frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. I've heard that if you sing happy birthday twice, that about covers 20 seconds. Keep surfaces as clean as possible in your home. Don't forget about things like your remote on your TVs and your phones. Watch for misinformation. This is an important one. I went to access the CDC website this morning and realized that you need cdc.gov. There are other websites out there that preface with CDC, but it's not the Centers for Disease Control website that you're looking for, I don't believe. So I would recommend cdc.gov. World Health Organization is probably another one that has information. It's just a matter of getting to it. I didn't have the time this morning to actually research and get information, but I will try to be more diligent about doing that before I go online again. Keep in touch with people by telephone as best you can, especially remember our elderly folks who are very isolated. Remember our young people who their whole routine is just totally disrupted. They're not going to school. They're having to do things online. They are home with parents. Like my sister just mentioned when she called, parents aren't used to having kids around all day long. Kids aren't used to being around mom and dad all day long or whatever. Parents are able to stay home from work. So it's just a whole different situation. It's something that they have never faced before. Stay in touch with your faith. This is most important. Pray daily, hourly, unceasingly, as the Bible tells us, for this situation, for those who are ill, for those who are feeling ill, for those who may not even know they're ill yet, for those who have a family member who is ill, for those who have been overcome with fear and depression and despair over this situation. We will get through it. So keep that in mind, that our God is an awesome God and he knows what the outcome is going to be. So rely on him. Read your Bible. Listen to, I have KTLF radio that I listen to. It's a radio station based out of Colorado Springs. The FM dial number is 90.5. However, you can also access it through TuneIn, which is a free app on your phone, or you can access it online, ktlf.org, worldwide. So it's a wonderful station. It's a praise station. They also offer scripture, verses of scripture. Most of the announcers, that's not the word, the people that do the announcing of the different shows throughout the day, they usually share personal stories of their faith and different things like that. And it's a very uplifting station. So keep that in mind as a resource also. I appreciate all of those who have listened today. May God bless you. And if you have any concerns, email me at patti.shene@gmail.com. In closing, remember that when you look back on the dark times in your life, you may find they were not quite as dark as they seemed. And when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. God bless you.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire.